Head over to the livestock side. We've heard some little nibblings of some cash cattle taking place, but it's been a pretty quiet Friday so far.
It has. You know, it's been a very volatile trade. Yesterday was a strong bid under the market. Today you're seeing the market's basically given up a lot of what we gained yesterday. It's kind of a little bit more of a back and forth action. You know, the cutouts went to new record highs yesterday. So that's been interesting. The packer margins are very good. Technically, we did have a breakout on a lot of these charts. So technically, you're looking stronger. You still have to look at the difference between where the cash is compared to the futures. Now, typically what we've been seeing on a lot of these weeks is the cash trades after the market is closed on Friday. And then that kind of starts us out next week. Next week also we'll have a cattle and feed report next Friday, so I think that'll be a big part of the market. But in general, if you see 160 or above on the cash price, futures as we speak are on the June is 152. So there's still going to be a pretty big discount to it. But technically it'll be important to see where we close for the week, because we had that spike up and we're a little bit set back here today. But yeah, cash will be king in this market. If it's higher, I would expect Monday to be higher. If it's steady to weaker, then we could be going the other way.
What about for these hogs? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about ample supplies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you look at production, every week I look at the production that comes out on Thursday, and we're running 5, 7% higher than a year ago lately. And the cash market's weakened a little bit here. Yesterday was the first time we've seen that for a while. Actually, cutouts were down on Wednesday for the first time all month, and you'd have to go into part of April to see the last time cutouts were actually lower. That did cause, I think, some profit taking on the hogs. We had gotten to levels where it was very good for the producers to put in hedges. The profit margins were really good. Now, a good market like this would set back for a few days, find support, and then try and rally back up. We'll see if that's the case, but in general, prices are still good. You know, basically through the summer months to get some hedges off. But like I said, a good market would set back here for a few days, find support, and then try and rally back up.